You're listening to a Step Team podcast. This episode was recorded on Wednesday, December 22nd, 2010, which shows that we really love podcasting because winter break has started. We should be home by now. And now, here's your hosts, Aaron Smith and Mr. Fagans. Hello, and welcome once again to another Step podcast. I'm Aaron Smith, the art guy, and with me is
Mr. Fagans, the band teacher.
And we're just going to really, really quick talk about what we've been doing with Step this year, what we like about it, and what we're planning on doing in the future. So, Mr. Fagans, how about you go first? What have you been doing with podcasting?
Well, so far I've done some audio podcasts and chronicling the progress of my band as we lead up to festival. We recently had our winter concert, and before the winter concert, we started doing a couple little rehearsals on a festival piece that we're starting called Tricycle. And I put up our first sight read through Tricycle, which was very interesting, to say the least. And then the kids reflecting on their first read through and their first listen through of a professional ensemble playing it. After the break, I plan on using our shiny new flip cameras to start doing some video podcasting, maybe showing them as they go through the process, so then you can see the excruciating pain in their eyes as they go through the process of learning a new piece. And then hopefully the goal is by the end there'll be this very cool documentation of where we started and where we ended, and then I can play it back for the kids and they'll be like, oh my gosh, we sounded like that. And then at the end they'll say, well, this is what we took to festival, and it'll be a very cool timeline for them to look at. So those are my plans.
And it's really exciting because you listen to the first recording, it sounds really good as it is. So I can't wait to hear what it sounds like at the end and see the comparison.
Well, thank you. Thank you. That was sight reading, so I guess my band teacher ears would beg to differ. But we always strive for perfection, you know. They always say, you know, you get a 92% in math, and that's an A, right? You
play 90. Where's that other 8%, young man? Yeah. You go to your room and study until you get 100% on everything.
Right. You play a song 92% of the notes right, and people can go, oh my God, what is going on? You know, so we strive for 100%. We'll never get 100%, but we always strive for 100%, so we'll see where it ends up.
Well, for someone like me who's not musically inclined, it sounds wonderful.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
Which is, I guess, a backhanded compliment, but never mind about that. And in my case, what I've been doing with podcasting, I haven't unfortunately been uploading as much as I'd like to our official Podomatic feed, but I've been using podcasting for homework for my students, where their homework assignment, instead of saying, here's this packet, fill it out, or here, do this activity at home, I give them a podcast. And they have to listen to it sometime before they come back into my room, and it's, to be honest, a lot of what I cover in the homework is stuff that I'd be standing in front of the room lecturing to them. And it just cuts that out of my lesson, so I have more time to have them actually working and asking questions and getting help.
It's very cool. It's very cool what you do. I've listened to a bunch of yours. I remember one you were doing in the car, I believe, which might not have been the safest.
I have a hands-free.
But it was still very, very, very cool to hear your podcast, so I enjoy it. I can't wait to hear some more.
Okay, well, I'm going to be doing more podcasting with my photo club, hopefully getting a lot of conversation with them on techniques and artworks made by other people. Not all photographs, because if you look at the history of photography, a lot of it, the composition, everything, is based off of painters and what they had mastered first. So hopefully going to get some good conversations going on, record those and put those up there so that parents and other people can hear those, and especially students that have missed a lesson. Like, say they were going to practice for a winter concert or something and missed my photo club meeting. They can go and listen to that.
I don't know when that would have happened.
Maybe. They can listen to that and not get the entire experience of the photo club, but at least get the meat of what we covered.
Right.
Okay, so there you have it. That's what we've been doing. That's what we're planning on doing. I hope that if you're listening to this before the new year, that you are going to have a happy holiday and listen to this afterwards. Then why didn't you listen to this earlier? Come on, I put this up on the site before Christmas.
You should get on top of it.
Yes,
get
exactly. On top of it. Until next time, stay subscribed and fare thee well. You've just listened to a Step Team podcast recorded on Wednesday, December 22nd, 2010, when we really should have been going home for the holidays. For more information, check out the show notes.